Tom Kirkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sunny again with a high in the mid-80s. Kenosha checks in at this hour with clear conditions and 65 degrees, 64 Burlington. It's 70 already in Milwaukee, and in Racine, 67. In Racine, there was a fire yesterday afternoon with which one firefighter was hurt, another suffered heat exhaustion, and four families had to be offered help by the Red Cross. It was a multi-unit apartment complex at 500 Shelbourne Court, a fire that caused an estimated $50,000 damage. Captain Mark Villopando with the Fire Investigation Office says that cause remains under investigation at this time. Fire itself was contained to the east end of the building. Two of the four families displaced had pets inside, and they were removed by fire crews and family members. Extra firefighters and equipment brought in due to the large size of the building and, of course, the hot weather. The fire bells providing their usual relief to the crews. Several neighbors, though, offering the firefighters cold water as well. On these hot days here in southeast Wisconsin, reminder attention to an Oklahoma police officer and his body camera that captured the gut-wrenching moments of a woman confronted with the fact she had left her toddler inside a hot van. The child survived, fortunately, and Andrew Spencer says the woman is now in jail.
The officer's body camera captures the confrontation with Hannah Secondi.
Oh, God! Oh, God! I can't believe I did that! Oh, my God! That hit me so hard! Oh, my God!
Another daughter can be heard in the background.
Oh, my God!
The mother? No, she's not.
On a hot, clear day, the toddler had been left alone inside a van in the parking lot of a Walmart in Owosso, Oklahoma. Other shoppers opened an unlocked door to find the one-year-old covered in sweat. She's okay today, and her temperature is back under 100 degrees. She's now with her father. I'm Andrew Spencer.
In Milwaukee, a four-year-old boy is dead, the result of a television that fell on him. According to the medical examiner's office, the boy was trying to load a DVD when the unsecured TV fell from a countertop at his home on the city's south side. A GoFundMe social media page has been set up to help pay for the boy's funeral. The release of hundreds of photographs and documents this week from the shooting death of the rookie Wisconsin state trooper kind of gave the public a real understanding of his first solo day on the job and a confrontation with an armed bank robber. His family, though, they had to deal with a mixture of emotions.
Fond du Lac County DA Eric Tony says he's spoken with the family of Trooper Trevor Casper.
They are just incredibly proud of their son Trevor Casper and the heroic actions that he demonstrated on March 24th, and they couldn't be prouder of Trevor.
But hearing audio of officers rushing to the 21-year-old Berlin native's aid was difficult.
It's heart-wrenching hearing the emotion in the troopers that were there and other law enforcement officers.
Tony says he's preferred to focus on Casper's heroism when he fatally exchanged gunfire with bank robber Stephen Snyder, who was also killed. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
28-year-old Eau Claire man facing felony charges of false imprisonment and kidnapping, allegedly trying to sell a 19-year-old woman into the sex trade. Criminal complaint against Nicholas Belliot says that he took the victim to an Eau Claire hotel after forcing her into a car and was planning to arrange for several men to pay to have sex with her. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin pushing a new ordinance to put time limits on how long people can sit or lie on public benches, sidewalks, and other city property.
When we're good at it in terms of enforcement, it's a joy to see what our downtown looks like. I was at a Saturday farmer's market, walked the whole length of State Street, and virtually every bench was available to the public. Well, I counted six benches, 100% occupied by a homeless individual who was nodding out, storing their goods.
Says the city's transient drifter population growing every week. His words, Madison creating a circus atmosphere where anything goes. Wisconsin State Journal says the downtown pedestrian protection ordinance doesn't specifically mention homeless people, but Soglin told reporters that's exactly who it's targeting. And the man whose body was found in Wind Lake yesterday in Racine County identified as 77-year-old Gerald Felician, located by rescue divers. Racine City Administrator Tom Friedel says he came back under a two-year extension of his contract with a slight pay boost because he wasn't ready to retire. And in his words, I still think I have something to offer.
People I know, a lot of my friends, co-workers from Twin Discs are retiring and doing things. And the best advice I've gotten from everybody is work until you know you're ready to leave. Don't leave too early. Don't do it just because you hit a certain number. There's nothing certain about an age that makes you decide that you shouldn't work. I still enjoy what I do on most days. We have a lot of challenges. There's some days I go home and think, why do I keep doing this? It's difficult. But I see the big picture.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, the one-time alderman and interim mayor says he wants to see the city succeed and get back some of the lost glory from years gone by, like the intense council debate about a raise for the job he may or may not hold in full 2 years. Friedel tells WRJN News the upcoming budget process needs to include some others getting pay raises as well. That entire interview, by the way, with Tom Friedel is on our webpage, WRJN.com, under Community Conversations. Progress being reported in contract talks between Milwaukee County and its bus drivers union. The two sides issuing a joint statement, the union said to be weighing a new proposal from the county. Otherwise, not going to be any public comments from either side until after an August 10th meeting with a federal mediator. Representatives of an environmental group here in Wisconsin a little bit concerned about proposed changes to the structure of the Department of Natural Resources.
The agency announced a restructuring this week, which DNR officials say is meant to improve customer service and staff efficiency. Clean Wisconsin Government Relations Director Amber Meyer-Smith worries it could have a major impact, though, on how the agency responds to environmental issues.
It's a big restructuring, and it means a lot of things for how natural resources are going to get managed.
Agency officials insist no laws or regulations are being changed. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You hope it never happens, but now it's going to be easier in Wisconsin to keep the deer you just hit with your vehicle. Policy change means drivers striking a deer and the desire to keep it will now just have to let law enforcement know about the accident. With the old rules, which ended last week, you had to purchase a special tag. Oh, and the Milwaukee Brewers finally did succeed in trading Carlos Gomez to the Houston Astros, along with pitcher Mike Fiers. A trade on Wednesday night, of course, where the Mets fell through. You may have heard about that due to reported medical concerns about Gomez out of New York. As for Gomez, well, he says he asked Brewers officials last night when he was still with the team if the trade was for real or just for 2 or 3 hours. Craig Counsell, the skipper of the Brewers, had this reaction.
Nobody's ever going to forget Carlos Gomez. He made an impact on the Brewers. I love watching the guy play. It's energy and it's passion and it's not sure what to expect every day, but it's really fun watching him play.
Brewers received 2 outfielders and 2 pitching prospects in this deal. WRJN.com. Throughout the day, it's your source for our local news. Go there under the local news section. Listen to the podcasts. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.